Brilliance Audio presents Desperate Paths by E.C. Diskin, performed by Lauren Ezzo, Dan John Miller, and Amy McFadden. Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin, Poor Richard's Almanac. Chapter 1. Day 7. 7:30 p.m. Boleyn County Jail. Brooklyn stepped inside the cell, cinderblock on three sides, and inhaled the humid, stagnant air. High on the exterior wall, a one-foot-square window provided the only reminder of the outside world. The lock clicked into the wall of bars behind her, and she turned to see the door already closed, the guard leaving. His footfalls echoed down the long corridor while keys jangled from his belt loop. Another door in the distance opened, then closed. Finally, silence rolled toward her from the end of the hall like a tidal wave. She hadn't cried yet, or yelled, or begged for a phone call. At the house, she hadn't focused on the police, despite the constant shuffle of feet going up and down the front porch steps. Even the sight of the ambulance driving away with the body was a blur. Everyone around her had merged into a muffled background track, while her mind looped through the previous hours, her thoughts stuck in a ditch. She had already exhausted every emotion, and all she could hear was the sound of her own voice, yelling, screaming. She'd called him a monster. The crows, squawking in the sugar maple by the driveway, had been the only voices to cut through the loop. She'd wondered how many were up in those branches, and if they knew what happened, if they smelled death in the air. A young officer's words had come at her incoherently and in no order. Go. You. Need. Station. His hand on her back felt harmless, an attempt at kindness, as he directed her toward the squad car. Official things had to happen. Watch your head, he'd said. She'd followed his instructions without question. He was going to help. Maybe she had convinced herself it was a dream or a scene she was running, a lead role as the bad seed. But the cell door had slammed shut like an alarm. Her father was dead, and she hadn't been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?